On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development Secretary designee Amy Pahacik on the line. She's led the agency since Governor Evers fired Caleb Frostman in September. Evers appointed Pahacik secretary designee in late December, and DWD announced its claims backlog that has dogged its systems for months, that it cleared that up at the end of last year. What frustrations with the state unemployment system have you encountered? Has filing a claim for unemployment gone well for you? Share your story. Ask your questions. 800-642-1234. Secretary Pahacik, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the waiting period. Wisconsin is losing about $1.5 million every week in federal unemployment money because we have that 1 week waiting period for benefits, and state lawmakers waived the waiting period last year. That's expired. Why can't your department suspend the waiting period itself like it's waived job search requirements last week?
So we are actively exploring what type of authority we have to waive that waiting period, and we're hoping we can come up with some solutions.
Why can't, like, the emergency rule process be used to waive the 1 week waiting period?
So that's exactly what we're exploring, and you're correct, Kate. So back in, 2020, the legislature passed Act 185, which allowed for the temporary waiver of the 1 week waiting period. That was under the CARES Act, and now under the Continued Assistance Act, the federal government is reimbursing 50% of the costs, or what amounts to about $1.5 million a week for the state of Wisconsin if we continue that waiver. So that expired last week. There had been discussion with the legislature of extending that, and we are hoping that we can, through emergency rule, proceed with that. It's unclear what our legal authority is, but we're exploring it at this time.
You launched a systems tracker just recently, in recent days, that shows us where you are in getting out federal dollars through the COVID relief legislation from end of December. What should we understand about this tracker system?
So the tracker that we released last week is sort of a tracker to be able to show our progress for the new federal program. So, Kate, as you're probably aware, under the Continued Assistance Act, there were additional federal programs that Congress had passed, and these include the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, and pandemic unemployment assistance, many programs. And here in Wisconsin, with our 50-year-old mainframe cobalt system, it is very difficult for us to be nimble and flexible and get these programs up and running quickly. So we wanted to be as transparent as possible and show our progress to, all of our constituents, all of the public, as to, where we are with each of these programs, when we expect to launch, and the programs that we've already got up and running, like the federal pandemic unemployment compensation.
In the pandemic unemployment system with assistance with a launch date of April 21st, some of these programs could take nearly 4 months to launch. Why does it take that turnaround time? Why does it take months instead of maybe weeks?
Right. So this goes back to Wisconsin's antiquated benefits system that we've been strapped with since the 1970s. Wisconsin is using a mainframe cobalt system that is about 50 years old. I mean, and it is exactly what you would think. It's a black screen with the green blinky cursor that requires, pressing F5 to navigate the screens. And programming on a cobalt system takes millions of lines of code. There's not many folks left that even know how to do this, given sort of the modern technological advances that are out, with modern technology. And all of the programming has to be done sequentially, so we can only be working on one thing at a time. So one of the big lessons learned from the pandemic last year is Wisconsin really needs to invest in a modern system so that we can be flexible, we can be responsive when there are new programs, and we can avoid some of these extended delays that are associated with such antiquated technology.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about Wisconsin's unemployment system with Amy Pahatchik. She's secretary designee of the State Department of Workforce Development, and we're getting an update on how her department has dealt with the surge of claims with the pandemic's economic fallout. Taking your questions as well about unemployment claims, are you unemployed or seeking benefits from the state? Where are you at? What questions do you have? 800-642-1234. Last month, Republicans rejected Governor Evers' call for a special session on unemployment, and one of the governor's proposals would set aside $5.3 million for upgrading DWD technology. How would that money specifically be spent?
So we want to get started immediately on the modernization project. We know we need to do this. We know we need to be responsive to the folks in Wisconsin. That 5.3 included some money to help bring some consultants on board to help write an RFP. You know, with a project this size, we want some technical experts to make sure that we are being good stewards of taxpayer money and make sure that we handle this project correctly. And then that initial rest of the money was around, you know, $500,000 to get the RFP written, and the remainder of that $5.3 million would allow us to enter into a contract to get a vendor on board to start the implementation and the customization of a brand new system, modern, that could be responsive and, you know, help us delay or help us avoid these future delays in benefit administration.
Yeah, I'm wondering what tasks in your agency have you learned through this economic crisis? I mean, what can be effectively and economically outsourced, farmed out, you know, and what is crucial for you to have funding for that has to come from inside, from within DWD?
We've learned a lot since last year, Kate. And so one of the things we learned is that the agency really needs to be flexible and responsive when it comes to staffing. So before the pandemic hit, the unemployment division had about 500 staff members in that whole area. And of course, with the unprecedented amount of claims, and let me just give you a little bit of context with that. Since March of 2020 through last month, there were over 10 million unemployment claims filed. In the 4 years prior, from 2016 to 2019, there were a total of 7.2 million claims. So the department had over 4.5 years worth of work in 10 months. And so one of the things, you know, lessons learned was that we really needed to have a couple of quick levers to pull to staff up. So right now the division is at over 1,900 employees, and that includes new positions, borrowed staff from other agencies, contractors. And, you know, so that is definitely something that we needed, and we're able to get a lot of that funding to do that through the federal government. But the other thing that we, you know, learned is that even with the amount of people power and bringing on new employees and quickly staffing up, including a 500-person call center, without that modern technology and that investment, you know, we really need to be able to have modern systems that can help quickly administer these benefits. And that's the funding that we're looking for, and that's the funding that the governor was looking for through the special session, was just a commitment. It's a large project. It's a multi-year project, just sort of that bipartisan support to be able to make that investment.
We are discussing the status of unemployment assistance in our state, the system, how it works with DWD. Amy Pahatchik is secretary designee of the Department of Workforce Development. Are you unemployed and seeking benefits from the state? Have you tried calling the unemployment benefit hotline call center? How did that go? Have you received conflicting information on your claims? Join in, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute. More State Cap here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. New applications for unemployment claims have declined slightly since the start of the year, with just shy of 15,000 people filing for regular unemployment in the latest weekly report for the week ending February 6th. We have Department of Workforce Development Secretary Designee Amy Pachacik on how her department has handled the crush of claims, the calls amid the pandemic. What have you encountered? What tips do you have for others who are trying to navigate the system? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. DWD Secretary Amy Pachacik is with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's take a call now. Grace is joining us from New Glarus this morning. Hi, Grace. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, I'm glad to hear that a lot of the issues have gotten resolved because my husband was laid off back in March, and it took months to get any money at all, and being given wrong information by contractors and having to sit on the phone for hours and hours and hours to get through to anybody. But I've got a real concern. He is almost 70 and has heart issues. He decided not to go back to work when his job asked him to come back, ensured that they were taking all sorts of precautions, but you know, at almost 70 and with a heart condition, basically being forced to either go back to work and then, of course, did not get any more benefits because he refused to go back to work. I have an underlying health condition. I have chronic bronchitis. I have a physical disability. Basically, we were forced to expand our garden, to sell at farmers markets, be around a bunch of people, and I've been forced to go back to go to work, fortunately in a relatively safe environment, although one of my coworkers did come down with COVID. So, what, you know, people in our situation who are elderly, therefore more susceptible, and who have underlying health conditions, which make us even more at risk of contracting severe disease, and no relief whatsoever.
Grace, thank you for sharing. Secretary Pachacik, what would you say to people in these circumstances who are closer around retirement age and are in the situation?
Yeah, it is certainly a concern if employers are not following the precautions that are recommended to keep employers and employees and you know, people coming into their businesses safe. Certainly, you know, the governor has supported, obviously, the mask mandates, and we would recommend everybody follow all the guidelines of the CDC and to keep themselves safe. And hopefully the caller and her husband will be able to get the vaccine soon if they haven't already. But right, I mean, it's a real concern, obviously. And, you know, we can just be hopeful now that with the vaccine rolling out, that more and more individuals will be able to stay safe and hopefully not have to rely on unemployment going forward.
I want to ask about your budget. Governor Evers is set to formally announce his proposed two-year state budget tomorrow. What changes in funding levels do you want lawmakers to approve for your Department of Workforce Development?
Well, certainly we're going to be hopeful for support of a full system modernization. And I'm really just thinking and hoping as well that we're going to see bipartisan support for what I'm, you know, looking forward to for recovery, right? We're hoping that 2021 represents a time of economic kind of bounce back, in that we really want to see, you know, some investment in what's going to be the new post-pandemic sort of job market. Some of the things that have happened, you know, with the stay-at-home orders in the pandemic is that, you know, the pandemic has really underscored existing economic disparities in this state and has impacted certain segments of our workforce more than other segments. We know that people of color, that women with young children, and certain industries such as hospitality and restaurants likely have permanent impacts from what we've seen in the economy the past year. And so we really need to help prepare job seekers in this state to transition to that new job market and that new reality, which includes, you know, more e-commerce, more e-entertainment likely going forward. And really just we think that many businesses are going to be much more open to permanent remote work. And so we need to upskill and train and help our job seekers really be able to fit into this new reality of what employers will be seeking and really connect them to new opportunities.
As you look at the crush of claims coming through, I want to spend a moment here on fraud. International fraud rings have been targeting state unemployment systems around the country with these bogus claims. What is your department doing to stop fraud and still make timely payments for these legitimate claims?
Sure, absolutely. So fraud historically in Wisconsin was only about 1% of all of the claims filed. But you're right, Kate, since the pandemic and the introduction of the new federal programs, many states, not just Wisconsin, had seen an increase in attempted fraudulent activity. And one of the things that we did through our partnership with Google was get some advanced analytics and sort of metrics and screening in place that allowed us to more quickly identify individuals that may be filing fraudulent claims. For instance, Google was able to tell us anybody who was going online and flag claims that were filed from international IP addresses. They were also able to get really cool analytics when it came to claims identifiers, such as maybe 50 different claims under 50 different names all use the same bank account number. So it was sort of those red flags they were able to pull for us. We could send it to our fraud unit, and those screens and scans are instantaneous so that we're not holding up legitimate, eligible folks that are waiting for benefits.
You talk about this partnership with Google. What is this partnership allowing you to do, and will it continue?
Sure. So we had our original partnership with Google was to help us get through that backlog. When I got to DWD back in September, there were just around 100,000 folks that had been waiting for claims over 21 days, which is that standard of which the Department of Labor wants states to be able to respond and make an eligibility determination when somebody first files a claim. So that was quite a lot of folks that were waiting. It represented over 700,000 claims just sitting in the backlog that we just didn't have enough people power to get through. So Google came in, they used advanced analytics, artificial intelligence, and provided us with confidence scores about areas of claims that then we were able to get their data, vet it, and more strategically work through all of those claims. So at the end of the year, we had gotten to pre-pandemic levels, gotten through the backlog. We are now assigning out all claims within 10 to 11 days if there is an issue, which is much better than months and months and months. So we'll continue to keep moving forward. We want that to be, you know, very quickly and instantaneous so we can get through these benefits. But that's what Google helped us originally. They have now come in and we've partnered with them for some additional work. So as I mentioned earlier, we've got a 50-year-old mainframe. It's very difficult. There's a lot of manual processes. And one of the things I was most shocked when I first got to DWD back in September was to hear that if a claimant needed to get us some type of proof of either wages or identity, they had to either mail or fax documentation into the department. That's how antiquated our systems are. So Google right now is in the process of putting a secure document upload system so that folks right from their phone or their laptop can just upload documentation. I mean, this shouldn't be groundbreaking news, but with the technology that we've been stuck with, it kind of is. They're also helping us with secure messaging so that we don't have to schedule phone calls with people to ask them questions or interview. We can actually just use secure messaging right on the portal. And then they're doing some back-end automation. So I talked a lot about those manual processes that we have that require workflow and data entry and just things that add extended amount of time every time we try to process a claim. They're automating some of that for us so that we can continue to be more efficient and hopefully prevent future backlogs.
It sounds like Google has allowed you to work smarter in this process and through the claims process. We're talking about Wisconsin's unemployment system with Amy Pahacik, Secretary Designee of the State Department of Workforce Development. Secretary, a couple weeks ago, Governor Evers vetoed the Republican package of COVID relief proposals. And among other things, the legislation would have required your department to expand the call center hours. And the center would run 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, until claims are processed as fast as they were pre-pandemic. Do you support this idea?
Well, I think we support customer service in the best way possible. I think the proposal was in response to the original issues back after the pandemic started in March, April, and May, when the call center had a severe difficulty accepting calls. This is just because of the avalanche of calls and new claims that came in. Since September, when I've been at the department, we'd added over 500 call center agents consistently, and I get these metrics every single week. Between 80 to 95% of the calls go through immediately, and those folks that go on hold are typically on hold for just a minute or two. So we have really kind of already staffed up to the amount of calls and capacity that we need. The issue with keeping the call center open longer is that our system is so old, it needs to shut down at some point at night and process and do the batch and the payments. And we can't be on the system to help answer calls or questions about claims. So
when it's updating,
our technology really doesn't allow that. So we certainly want to have better customer service, but right now it's just not feasible.
Secretary Pachuk, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Amy Pachuk is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, and she's led the agency since September. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with State Representative Gary Tauchin. We talk about a proposal to change our Electoral College votes and how they're awarded. That's after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.